Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Do you think you can tell?
Well, thankfully, the police in New Jersey were able to stop a bunch of Pink Floyd fans from gathering en masse over the weekend.
Right in the middle of that song, too, by the way.
Yeah.
Seriously.
Mm-hmm. Really?
Yep.
Was it a Pink Floyd cover band that was playing?
I don't know.
Did they have, like, their Bose speaker out there, out in the yard?
Bluetooth?
Mm-hmm. They had the Sonos going?
It really happened in the middle of this song?
That's according to the New York Daily News.
Well, at least irony hasn't lost a step.
Yes.
Danielle, you've really enraged some constitutionalists this morning with your statement about religious gatherings.
What, the number that ends in 7 that's been rapid fire speech to text all morning? Yeah, yeah. I'm over it.
Well, they said, Danielle, the 508 text says it's not an exception when it's written in the Constitution, Danielle. If you don't like it, try to change it. Try to change the Constitution.
Go live in Finland.
Get the coronavirus at church. Go ahead. Have a blast.
Make somebody die
because you gave it to them. Have a blast. It's about personal responsibility, people. Let's go. Well, then why do we need the government? I get it. It's a big argument. We've never seen anything like this. Okay.
Well, do you think, I mean, Mayor Walsh essentially said when he announced the curfew that they may end up issuing violations to those who aren't social distancing.
Mm-hmm.
That'll be the new ticket? That if you're caught within 6 feet of another person during any hours that you could get a violation, a citation?
Yeah.
I wouldn't be surprised.
And he's encouraging you to dial 311. That's not a joke. He said for people to call 311 if you see others congregating in public areas.
Does that mean the Esplanade? What does that mean? I mean, does that mean a house party in Southie, or does it mean, people are out getting exercise and walking all over the place to try to, I see pictures of people sitting on the beach wall down at Revere Beach.
Today along Castle Island, Greg, it is going to be jammed with people. It's going to be 62 degrees. People have been inside. The weather has been crap for the last week, and people are all going to be out walking around doing their best to be distanced, but you can't keep people indoors. I'm sorry. You just can't do it. It's not feasible.
But isn't Castle Island closed? I mean,
for parking, but you can still you can still park on the side streets and wherever else and walk down. And there's public transportation that brings you right down there.
But what do you mean when you say you can't keep people indoors, Curtis? That's what they want.
Nuts. People are going absolutely out of that. Like, and I feel bad for people who are extroverted and super social. Like you, Greg, you're always out doing stuff.
Yes.
Our buddy Brian Blackie is, I can't even imagine what that kid's going through.
Sure.
Because people, for the most part, people need human interaction. They need routine. They need to be able to get out and have a change of scenery. I'm fine being stuck in the house because I enjoy it and I like doing projects. But for the majority of people, they want to get out. They want to interact. They want to do something other than be home. And this is becoming a mental health issue for people because they're literally going crazy.
Well, the mayor said that the reason that he issued the curfew from 9 p.m. to 6 a.m. is that they have seen too many unnecessary trips in the evenings.
Mm.
Where are,
well, how many is where, too but, many? Like, what are we judging this based
but,
on?
But where are people going? There's nothing. Booze. There's nothing open.
What, booze. Right. Booze. Booze.
Are okay. they going to speakeasies?
Booze. But booze is essential. Like, I mean, they've determined that the liquor stores can remain open. That's essential.
But it goes back, OMF was talking about it on Friday, the guy who wrote that op-ed saying that all liquor stores should be shut down for our greater good because yes. we're all going to have fattened French goose livers by yeah. the time we get yeah. to Memorial Day.
Well, we talked about that last week. There's people demanding that the liquor stores are all shut down.
You can't do it.
Saying that we're creating a national, some kind of national alcohol problem.
Can't do
in
it.
In this country because people have nothing to do when they're stuck at home.
Well,
but,
couldn't you say that people drink. Have a diabetes problem if they keep just eating and not right. moving? I mean, you could say that about anything.
That's Curtis good point. Made an excellent point last week in that the people that are prone to addiction and have issues will come out of this continuing to have that as an issue. You know, the people that are home, bored, drinking will likely just be able to go back to their regular lives after this.
How can, and here's a text that says, how can the mayor issue a curfew from 9 p.m. until 6 a.m., but public transportation is still running?
Right.
You can still get on a bus with everybody or get on a train with, I mean, who's, I don't know who is risking that at this point, but.
Almost sure, nobody. The train goes right past my apartment. It's just one ghost train after another.
Really?
I looked for like a half hour. I had nothing else to do, and there's nobody on the train.
Sounds like a great title for a Springsteen song.
Ghost Train.
Ghost train.
All right, well, we got to get to the top five best or most beautiful briefing moments from last night.
The Greg Hill Show presents the top five most beautiful briefing moments.
As we near the end of our historic battle with the invisible enemy.
Boy, everybody on our group text thread was worried about Fauci last night because they didn't see him up there, but he was seated stage right.
Yeah, but then so, he was censored. He got asked a question about the, you know, Trump's malaria drug and wasn't even allowed to answer.
Nope.
Well, unbelievable.
What is the issue that people have? Ken, you're Ken Jong-un. You're a loony lefty. What is the reason that people don't like the president suggesting that you try the malaria drug?
He's basically Jude Law in Contagion, like peddling Forsythia, and he probably has a stake in it. He or the Trump family, they're making money off this somehow with
so
their connection.
What. So, I mean, there's no negative. Basically, he's saying there's no side effects or anything if you try this.
Well, there
malaria.
Are side effects, though. You can lose your vision. If you have heart problems, you can die.
He said, when he was recommending it, he said, don't do it if you have a heart issue.
Okay, so you're right. So if you don't.
It's better than Jesus' blood. I mean, you could be recommending that.
I doubt that. Nothing better than Jesus' blood.
All right.
But hydrochloroquine is, it's an anti-malarial, right? And it can give you.
Lupus. That's good things
that's
for
right.
lupus.
It can give you diarrhea.
Lupus. Yes. No, it'll make you lose your, like Ken said, you can lose your vision, you can lose your mind.
Sense of humor.
Lose
your mind? What are you talking about?
It's an anti-malarial. These things cause hallucinations, the likes of which some people don't return from.
Oh, my God.
But we can't just, God, 29
we
million.
Catastrophize everything here.
I guarantee you, Team Kushner has a huge stake in this, and they're funneling it right through.
Says the guy who voted for Hillary Clinton, who the Clinton Foundation is worth like $500 million.
But what does that have
money.
To do with hydrochloroquine?
Barron owns Novartis. You know that.
All right. Let's get to number five. What was number five, Danielle?
Number five, the president wants people to live, but he's saying the testing is taking too long.
Okay.
Number five.
Because I want people to live, and I'm seeing people dying. And I've seen people that are going to die without it. And you know the expression, when that's happening, they should do it. In France, they had a very good test. They're continuing. But we don't have time to go and say, gee, let's take a couple of years and test it out. And let's go and test with the test tubes and the laboratories. We don't have time. I'd love to do that.
The laboratories.
See? That's why he wants you to just give it a try.
The test tubes and the laboratories.
Just try the hydroxychloroquine.
That's what you want to have. Hydroxychloroquine.
Hydroxychloroquine.
The laboratories. Barron was lonely for a while, so we went to a shelter and got him a labrador. It's beautiful. His enunciate, right, Greg, I mean, honestly, I think the enunciation alone sometimes is worth the price of admission or why you'd want to come in for the beautiful briefings.
Yes. No, you have to. I mean, you have to watch. How can you not watch? What else were you going to watch last night?
Right.
60 Minutes?
No.
I mean, All right, what's number four, Danielle?
Ken, can you actually set up number four for me? Because I couldn't preview that one on
this,
my end.
This is from Saturday, actually, and they were talking about sports, and Trump is very concerned about Barron, who's not allowed to play sports either at this time.
Oh, okay. All
right. Number four.
I think that restaurants and entertainment, that would be include sports leagues, all forms of entertainment, go back to the original, where they get tax deductibility for what they're doing, and for people come in and buy tickets or go out for meals.
So number four was poorly done by me.
Oh.
I can't take you anywhere.
But how do you like the idea, though, just a quick pivot away from what may have been an accidental cut, the fact that if when you go back, you would be able to deduct the entirety of your ticket, all of your concessions, meaning hot dogs and beers,
I think that's
would
fine.
Be tax deductible.
I think that's fine.
I'm in on that.
Greg would love that.
If you're entertaining a client or something like that.
No, that's what I'm saying.
When does Greg have to buy his own Truly or Sam Adams at Fenway?
Every once in a while, he foots the bill.
Yes,
I've seen him do it.
Yes,
I mean, a handful of times here and there. But
all right,
he does.
It's number four. It's number four.
You tweeted a little while ago about how sad it is for kids they don't have Little League right now. But I'm wondering if you're willing to share about your youngest son and how he's dealing with life and sheltering in place, not going to school, no sports.
Well, he's a good athlete, and he loves soccer, and he's like everyone else. I mean, everything's shut down. He's in his room. He's happy, but he's not as happy as he could be. He'd like to be playing sports, Barron. And let's see what happens. But we have to get back. We have to get back. Remember that. We have to get back, and we have to get back soon.
Got to get back soon.
Soccer. Get back to the soccer.
He's in his room. Barron.
Barron.
The room is Barron. Also, that's
odd
the name
way
of my
to
son.
Talk about your son. That was weird.
We have to get back. Got to get back in time.
What is number three, Daniel?
Well, we're saving a lot of industries in the country, and the president will remind you of that.
Number three.
And we're sending direct cash payments to millions of Americans and rushing aid to the hardest hit industries. We're saving industries. We will be, you'll be seeing it. We're going to take care of our large businesses, the airplane industry, the airline industry, a lot of great industries that we have that are in trouble because of what took place over the last short period of time. These are industries that we're doing better, for the most part, doing better than ever.
Are you okay with saving the airlines? There's a lot of jobs there, I guess.
Yeah, there are.
I feel like they could wait a while, though. Like, save the small businesses first.
If they do save the airlines, can we have a cap on the gouging they can do to their customers? If every 5 to 10 years they're going to get paid out by the taxpayer, then at least there should be some limits to how they gouge the consumer, because that happens all the time. They make did you say JetBlue made $1 billion last year?
I think it was Delta. I got to look it up, but $2.9 billion was
their profit. So $3 billion profit.
Yes.
And now they need a bailout.
Hand, though. They should have saved some of that. They should have held on to some of that cash. All right, what's number two?
Well, on this beautiful planet of ours, there's somewhere between 193 and 195 countries, depending on what your definition of a country is. And the president reflected on how the majority of them have been affected by coronavirus.
Number two.
A friend of mine said he didn't know we had so many countries in the world. 182 countries.
Oh, who's his friend who didn't know how many countries we had? He didn't know we had so many countries in the
world. It's the same gentleman. He's a rather big gentleman.
Heavy.
He's so heavy. He ain't heavy. He's my brother. But he's so heavy, he has no idea how many countries we have.
He's
I had no
with
idea.
All
right. We have awakened 182 countries.
And then we got to get to number one.
Finally, many people have criticized the president over the last few weeks for suggesting certain drug remedies for coronavirus at certain points, because what does he know? And he addressed that.
Number one.
And the other thing that we've bought a tremendous amount of is the hydroxychloroquine. I just think it's something, the expression, I've used it for certain reasons. What do you have to lose? And a lot of people are saying that when are taking it, if you're a doctor, a nurse, a first responder, a medical person going into hospitals, they say taking it before the fact is good. But what do you have to lose? They say take it. I'm not looking at it one way or the other. I've seen things that I sort of like. So what do I know? I'm not a doctor. But I have common sense.
not a doctor.
Not a
See,
doctor.
See, he said that, Ken. What's your problem? He said he's not a doctor. He's the president. He's not a doctor.
They got into a fight behind the scenes because that Hardo and his staff starts yelling at Fauci.
Navarro wants to start using it. Mm-hmm. Wants to start giving it to everybody.
And allegedly, Fauci said was, look, this is not scientifically proven. And he gets screamed at for it.
They should just put it in the water supply.
That's all. Like, yeah, right. Like, just go down to the reservoirs. See, it's got hydro in it, so we put it in the water supplies. Just like back when they did fluoride and everyone had those super strong teeth. We're going to make America malaria-proof. My wife, malaria, she's beautiful.
All right. Well, there you go. That's what happened last night, if you somehow missed it. Coming up, we will get to the advice from a Texas pastor. Who has some interesting advice about how you can prevent getting the virus. But right now, what is trending?
Don't miss a minute of your favorite WEEI shows by using the all-new Rewind feature in your radio.com app. Now here's what's trending on WEEI.
And Trending Now is brought to you by Subaru of New England retailers committed to being a resource for their neighbors. Love, it's what makes Subaru. Pretty much out of the Brady Week waters, Hillman, although he's got the Stern interview on Wednesday.
Yes.
And Schefter talked about him on Friday with OMF to wrap up the week, and he made a claim that there were many teams looking at Brady. There's a false narrative that it was basically down to two teams. There's a little bit of Schefter.
There were a lot of teams that went through the conversation of, if and when Tom does hit the market, do we make a move? There were teams out there that had that conversation. You'd be surprised to hear. Like, it wasn't just a few teams. I'm just telling you this.
So it's not like he was upset
about
it.
Never really says anything, though.
Well,
I mean, it's always,
I mean,
you'd be surprised to hear, but he never actually gives you the surprise of hearing it.
Oh, you mean you wanted teams?
He's very good at that. Yeah, I want teams.
Yeah, you're right about that. He should have given teams.
I want teams.
But doesn't this sort of just mean, Ken, Greg, et al., that teams did their due diligence, but they didn't really submit an offer? I mean, it was only really a couple of teams that put an offer in, it seems, from all the reputable sources, right?
Well, I mean, it seems like it was, clearly the Bucks and, I mean, were the Chargers in on it?
Yes.
Yeah.
But, I mean, probably Brady shut down several teams he just didn't want to even consider. That would be my thought on it.
Yeah, the Bears kicking the tires or the Colts maybe taking a meeting is different from the Chargers and the Buccaneers submitting an offer.
The draft is coming up, and it may be different than we're used to. Well, we know it's going to be different, but Peter King on Football Morning in America writes that momentum is building for a joint operation between ESPN and NFL Network. They're going to basically, is this how you read it, Fitzy? They're going to pool personalities.
Yes.
So both personalities from each network will take part. And I don't know what I think about this. There's going to be a telethon element to the coverage to raise money for the fight against COVID-19, which is,
I think that's
a great cause, but
yeah,
it's a great idea.
Is it, I don't know, does it come off as phony or something?
Well, Goodell's taking 20% of it.
And Friday night, 9 o'clock, Adam Schefter, rap sheet, boneyard match.
Yikes. And Sox principal owner John Henry in the news in the UK getting blasted for they furloughed the non-playing staff of FC Liverpool. Yeah, that despite, as the headline reads, in Sports Star Sunday, making £167 million of profit over the last couple of years. So starting to trickle down to the Red Sox ownership now. Jacobs family took it on the chin, and now it's John Henry. See if they step up.
And
here,
Greg,
locally.
You haven't mentioned that the Queen spoke last night.
Wait, no. We'll have to listen to what the Queen said. And speaking of,
she ripped John Henry.
Speaking of £167 million, we'll get to my food journal at some point this morning.
Please.
Yes. Okay.
Tonight at 7 at WEI Red Sox Classics, continuing across the Shaws and Star Market, WEI Red Sox Radio Network. Listen in to the road to the 2018 title, ALDS Game 4, Sox at Yanks tonight. And that's what's trending on the Greg Hill Morning Show.
Coming up at 8, an actual expert, our favorite infectious disease guru, Dr. Boney. Some get upset when I call him Dr. Boney. He's a professor. He has several doctorates. I don't know why. There are some texters who get upset when I call him Dr. Boney.
Why?
I don't know.
He's earned that distinction. It's just, just because someone's a doctor, it doesn't mean they're a physician.
So he is not a physician.
No.
But he is an infectious disease expert from Penn State University, and so he will join us at 8, and he will answer all of your questions and all of our questions.
We have another public coffer in the news, Greg.
Here?
And it's a local one.
What is wrong with people?
I don't know.
Where was this?
Kingston, at the Stop and Shop on Saturday, a 65-year-old man from Deluxbury allegedly coughed and spat on produce. I guess a bunch of asshole shoppers took the guy down until the police were able to get there.
Really?
Yep. Go.
Yep. Bystanders held the guy down. Can you imagine seeing this unfold? You know, you just waited to get into the supermarket. You're 6 feet apart from the person in front of you. You get the mask and the gloves on, and then bam, happens.
Was it an accidental cough, or was it a cough on purpose?
Malicious droplet distribution, perhaps?
Yeah. Intentional loogie.
Yes.
So wait, now we have to call 311 or report people gathering or congregating within unacceptable social distances, and now we also have to tackle people that are coughing in produce and at supermarkets as if they were like trying to take down public transportation or an aeroplane.
I just tweeted out the story. There are three massholes sitting on this guy. It is unbelievable.
The best part of that is when the robot thing comes and it drives right past what's going on. Well, it's amazing. The robot, it's so good.
The robot ShopBot is the best.
It wasn't programmed to stop those who are coughing on produce.
We do have some audio from a shopper that was there at the time.
Odd behavior for people. Maybe whoever did that has other problems, but something like that should not occur, period. We all have to think of not just the safety of ourselves, but the safety of others.
Now, the video that you tweeted on the show feed, I hope that was taken from 6 feet away, Curtis.
Ooh, let me check.
Now, would you sit on the guy? What if he had corona and you're sitting on him? You get it.
Well, the produce is more important in this case, I guess, Ken. You know, it's possible this guy was just following the advice of the pastor in Texas,
yes.
The televangelist.
Yes. Now, this is
beautiful.
This is very interesting. This guy is suggesting that one can just blow the coronavirus away. Is that correct?
That's correct. The theory that a lot of experts have floated is that the coronavirus will see a little bit of a downtick during warm weather. So this is kind of where this guy is going with that. His name is Kenneth Copeland. He's an 83-year-old televangelist, estimated, by the way, to be worth $760
million. $760
million? $760 million.
Personally?
Yep. Nice, huh?
Yeah.
Bring out that collection plate, kids.
Uh-huh.
Not too bad. But he released a short prayer and an explanation on video, and we grabbed the sound for you.
COVID-19!
COVID-19!
I blow the wind of God. On you.
You are destroyed forever.
And you'll never be back. Thank you, our God. Let it happen. Cause it to happen.
That was an intense Devin McCourty pregame speech from last season. So wait, Greg, now the new pecking order is mask, Clorox wipe, hand sanitizer,
blood of Jesus,
and then blow.
And then God blow. Right? Is that what it is? Okay.
Unbelievable.
I'm covered in Jesus' blood.
I mean, prime opportunity for the religious people. I mean, this is their moment.
Yes, it is.
So they are taking advantage of it. And like any other business, they need to try to survive during these tough times. And so his advice is that you just blow it away.
Industry, excuse me.
Yeah, I was going to say, that's Mike Pence in the background. He made it to Texas for the service.
He has also told his congregants that God told him that it would be over, meaning the pandemic, as soon as Christian prayers overwhelmed the disease.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Pray it away.
Mm-hmm.
You gotta pray it away.
What are we doing? $750 million that guy's worth, spreading that crap.
I'm amazed that guy at 83 has the lung capacity to do that.
But now, was he with those people at the time, or were they in another? Were they on Zoom? Or
they were wearing ponchos in front of him.
Was that like? Is he a Zoom evangelist, or is he actually in the same area with the with the?
They sound
the
like
faithful.
They're there.
The faithful are there.
Yes. He's there with four of his what I'm assuming are right hand men. They appear to be attempting to socially distance. One guy is 6 feet away. The other guys are like 3 feet away from each other. But it's him and the four of these guys. It doesn't appear that there are any congregants in the audience.
The wind of God.
The wind of God.
Blow.
The wind of God.
God, he is scary.
Yes.
Yeah.
Achoo.
But in 14 states, they have determined that it is okay to gather with others for religious purposes, as many as a couple hundred people.
Do we need, do we need Georgia anymore?
Can we kick them out? Should we get rid of Florida while we're at it?
Yeah, I mean, can Georgia and the Florida-Georgia line just, you know what, just wrap arm in arm, have your world's largest outdoor cocktail party? Or how about we just have a mulligan on the Civil War and just say, you know what, fine, you guys, you wanted to secede? Here, take it, you're welcome. I mean, what a mess. They're reopening bars and beaches. You've got people getting together.
Where? In Georgia?
Georgia.
Yeah.
Georgia was reopening beaches. They're like, no, we're not worried about it. So, but again, it goes back to, I think we've said this before. If you want to open your bars and beaches, or you want to have people gathering and have Jesus wind or God blood or whatever else, fine. Just sign a waiver. If you get sick, you're not going to occupy a bed for somebody who actually tried to socially distance or had to work and were considered essential and incidentally got the virus.
So you want some kind of a national waiver.
Yep.
That says, mm-hmm. I'm going to risk going out, mm-hmm. interacting with other people. If I get sick, I'm not going to utilize any of the valuable hospital services
yes.
that we have.
I'm going to make a Funyun and dip run, and I promise I will not.
I'm at his website right now. The front page says, standing strong in faith against COVID-19. And then he writes on his page, we want you to learn how to use your authority in the name of Jesus so you can stand strong against COVID-19. Take the victory that belongs to you.
You are destroyed forever.
You are destroyed forever.
They lost a little enthusiasm on that one.
You are destroyed for Ted.
Well, they weren't quite in it. They're like forever.
Yeah,
do we have to say the forever part?
I thought it was 3 months. Yeah.
All right. We are going to talk with Dr. Boney coming up at 8. Before that, though, the news is next with Danielle.
It's time for
good news for you this morning.
The news
in 3, 2, 1
with your host.
I've just been handed an urgent and horrifying news story.
Danielle Murr.
Cannonball!
Because I am good at three things: fighting, screwing, and reading the news.
Brought to you by Northeast Men's Health, specializing in men's sexual health.
Worth it.
On Sports Radio WEEI.
News team, assemble!
There's a new Northeast Men's Health office now open in Dedham next to Legacy Place. Learn more at northeastmenshealth.com or call 617-793-5000.
Mayor of Boston has issued a recommended curfew. Marty Walsh saying over the weekend that Boston residents should stay inside between 9 p.m. and 6 a.m., except if you're an essential worker of some type. We've tried to figure out why all morning, and the theory that Curtis floated is that a lot of people are going out to gather at that time. Maybe they're going to a house party, maybe getting together with some friends. But the mayor over the weekend did ask that everyone not only stay in, but also wear a mask if they do go out.
I'm asking everyone and anyone to wear a mask covering their face when you leave your house, recommending that people stay inside between 9 p.m. and 6 a.m. starting tomorrow morning.
And then the mayor has also asked that individuals, if you spot any large gatherings or people congregating, that you call 311 to report that.
And what do? They send the SWAT team out to
it's drag, like Wuhan, where they put basically the fishnet over you.
Yeah.
Drag everybody off.
Like an old dog, like the old dog catcher. All right, we got him. Take him downtown, boys.
I mean, you're supposed to jump out of your vehicle and grab the tape measure and see if people are 6 feet apart.
If they're doing anything at like a park or a playground. Marty had said he walked by a tennis court and saw people playing in there. He said if you're not in the same family, you're potentially putting people at risk.
What if you have a big family?
Yeah, do we have to bring family ID cards? I saw people playing soccer ball. this weekend at a park, was it my responsibility to go up and ask if they were cleaning the ball between kicks and if they were related?
Soccer's ball. Okay. That's a communist sport.
Thank you. It is the beautiful sport. You're right. Beautiful, beautiful sport. Barron likes it.
Barron loves it.
I'm going to start ratting out Governor Baker's construction workers that shouldn't be out there.
Oof.
We're turning on each other. How long till
Which, it's... by the way, the union sent a nasty email earlier in the week. They want to be disbanded. They're afraid.
What do you mean?
They can't protect workers, according to the Globe.
Wow.
What do you mean they want to be disbanded?
Not disbanded, but they suggested suspending work on all projects beginning Friday. They're calling for Governor Baker to shut down construction, and he's not done it yet.
I thought we discussed that he had, essentially. I mean, what projects are still... Do you see people still working on projects?
This report says work continues unabated on apartment and office buildings in many cities and towns across Massachusetts.
So that's what we're talking about. Larger scale projects, not just like repairing a hole in the road or just like doing some window work.
Let me ask you this. Why aren't they doing all the road work now?
Right.
When theoretically nobody is supposed to be on the road.
Like, I thought of that the other day. You're totally right.
Wouldn't this be the best time to try to get all the roads fixed? Mm-hmm.
Right, get the potholes filled.
Yeah, I can't take a left out of my street and go to Tuca's house because they're replacing a gas main. It's right turn only, so Tuca's got nothing to worry about.
And Greg, is the addition still going on at your house right now? Is it special to you?
Everything's shut down. We're shutting it down. Now,
he's not even opening the pool, Curtis.
The mayor is suggesting that you make your own mask,
mm-hmm.
correct?
Yes.
Because you shouldn't utilize one of the...
The N95s.
Because those should be for medical people. So
yes.
Just make it out of a bandana or a T-shirt or a dinner napkin or whatever you happen to.
But be prepared for the outrage today, Greg, because it's going to be a gorgeous afternoon.
Mm-hmm.
There are going to be mass amounts of people outside around the city of Boston, in the Common, at Castle Island, at Revere Beach, you name it. And all of the blue check mark brigade on Twitter is going to be losing their mind.
Yep.
All right. Well, so if you see anybody gathering, call 311.
Correct.
Don't waste the call to 911. And then I assume that gets relayed to some kind of a special COVID-19 force or something that comes and breaks the party up.
Marty even answers the phones at 311 sometimes.
No, he doesn't.
I've seen a press photo, so that means it's real.
Absolutely.
It's like when the governor has to wear the FEMA vest.
You're always best not to sit back and Google it.
Here's a text that said Ken apparently wants everyone to lose their jobs except for himself.
These construction workers want to save themselves. There have been, according to this report, workers at several sites throughout Greater Boston have been sent home showing symptoms of COVID-19.
That sucks.
I don't know. There are people that are texting in. Well, some are saying that that they're going to have a walk-off today.
Wow.
Some of these jobs, they're going to the labor unions are going to walk off. So, I don't know. All right. What else is happening today, Danielle?
To show you how serious this really is, the Queen of England has addressed the public on only 5 occasions throughout her 68-year reign. It was during the first Gulf War in 91, when Princess Diana died, when her mother died, when she had her Diamond Jubilee, and coronavirus. Huh. So she spoke to her subjects over the weekend.
I'm speaking to you at what I know is an increasingly challenging time. A time of disruption in the life of our country. A disruption that has brought grief to some, financial difficulties to many, and enormous changes to the daily lives of us all. I want to thank everyone on the NHS frontline, as well as care workers and those carrying out essential roles, who selflessly continue their day-to-day duties outside the home.
Have they had to lay anybody off over there at the Buckingham Palace? Or
I think the staff is intact.
They've not had to lay anyone off.
They fired the dentist.
I am quite upset. It takes all of 20 more minutes for me to get my 4 martini lunch in.
probably really affected her life. Probably her day-to-day schedule is a lot different than it used to
be. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Big time.
What's her schedule? Wake up. Look at the outfit that somebody laid out for her.
That's enough.
somebody helps her get dressed.
That's Tuesday.
Then you've got crumpets, she calls tea and crumpets.
At 10 a.m. every day, she has to berate Meghan Markle for an hour.
Handful of pistachios at 10:47.
tea and crumpets.
Yeah.
Essential rolls, biscuits.
Big change. Here's Brian. Hello, Brian.
Hey, I have a question for Ken.
Yes.
What do you think about closing down all the airports?
Totally. Closing absolutely. Down
What you would close every airport down, Ken?
I mean, if you can prove essential need, I suppose, like mm-hmm. a couple except. But you want people from there's a flight a day from New York to Boston. Why is that happening?
This is Carl from Reading. What's up, Carl?
Man, I've been in a hole long enough to get brain cancer.
Oh, so, I'm sorry. I apologize. I'm sorry. We got stuff going on here. But what's up?
I just want to say I live near Austin Prep, and they're building this massive sports complex, and they have not slowed down whatsoever. It's a brand new football stadium and baseball fields, and they're doing it right now. They're working right now.
They're working right this moment there.
Right now. Well, yep. We can see them.
Yeah. I guess there needs to be some sort of a directive, Ken, from the governor or others about what is and isn't an essential construction project.
Right. Obviously, if it's like an emergency infrastructure project or something, you have to be there. That's understandable.
Yeah. Danielle,
yes.
With regard to the 5G conspiracy,
yes.
Did I see that conspiracy theorists in England, since we're talking about it, are burning down the cell phone towers?
That's correct.
Because they think that the 5G has led to the spread of this coronavirus. Is that the deal?
That's correct.
Yeah.
We have some sound from Cabinet Secretary Michael Gove, who spoke at 10 Downing Street with the Prime Ministers on Saturday.
So the 5G story is complete and utter rubbish. It's nonsense. It's the worst kind of fake news. The reality is that the mobile phone networks are absolutely critical to all of us, particularly in a time when we are asking people to stay at home and to not see relatives and friends. But in particular, those are also the phone networks that are used by our emergency services and our health workers.
Lies. Lies, lies, and lies. More lies. You've liabetes, sir.
All lies.
Now, Dr. Fauci said over the weekend that coronavirus could be seasonal, which some people took a little false comfort in because they said, okay, well, over the summertime, it may die off. But that just means it might come back in the fall, so it could be a cyclical pandemic. And here's Dr. Fauci.
Unless we get this globally under control, there's a very good chance that it will assume a seasonal nature. We need to be prepared that since it unlikely will be completely eradicated from the planet, that as we get into next season, we may see the beginning of a resurgence. And that's the reason why we're pushing so hard in getting our preparedness much better than it was.
So would we then lock everything down again in the fall, Ken?
If we have to. It depends on the hospital capacity, right?
Right. So we get through this, and then May 4th, May 5th, May 15th, whatever it is, we kind of ease people back into work, ease some openings of people's businesses, and then all of a sudden we arrive at, what, September, and we're shutting her all down.
I mean, I hope not. But I hope testing is in a much better state then. We're antibody testing. Everybody is tested. We're doing 3,000 a day. I thought at one point they said they wanted 10,000 a day in Massachusetts.
Well, you now want everybody to be issued a corona card, which says whether they have it or not.
Well, Italy is doing that. That's phase two in Italy, the COVID pass. They're going to issue a bill of health to go back to work.
Greg, back to
who do you show that to, by the way? Are there like armed guards?
Upstairs, Joe.
Finally. I was just going to ask, like, with this idea of if you can get a corona card or if we have, like, a second wave, they've had to, like, shut Taiwan and other places offshore down again because they're already experiencing a second wave. You know, back to Curtis's lead about, will live sports look the same anytime again? Dabo Swinney, the coach of Clemson, said he full well expects the stands to be packed as college football resumes normalcy come August.
Yeah.
It is the single most lunatic thing I think I have heard.
Why? How,
because we just don't have, I mean, we have BC football up here, right? I mean, like, people sitting 6 feet apart is a packed house for a BC football game. Down south, you have 200,000 to 250,000 people within, like, a 1.5 mile radius at these mega gatherings. This could be unless we have just seen complete elimination or vaccination, this could be a disaster movie just waiting to happen.
Well,
Greg, so, like College Station, the stadium seat, the big house seats 105,000 people at Michigan. What are they going
to
do?
So are you never going to ever go out again and do any kind of an activity?
I don't have a life. I have two kids under the age of seven. I live for that. Tailgates are the greatest thing. They're the original social network. That's what people live for. But if we can't do it, we should either do it or not do it at all.
Well, look at the conventions. Biden said over the weekend that they're going to have a virtual convention for the Democrats this summer. So, I mean, even planning out to this summer, Wimbledon's canceled. The Democrats aren't holding a convention. The Masters is canceled. You have the British Open canceled. I mean, all these sporting events over the summer have already been canceled.
Danielle, is all those little vaccination factories that Bill Gates is opening, where he's spending several of his own $1 billion, is one of them making Godwind or Jesus blood?
Well, two right now.
Okay.
But they're it's small,
it's still
batch
developmental
production.
Okay, small batch. Okay.
Yeah.
I'm covered in Jesus' blood.
Thank you.
Okay.
Asking for a friend.
Did you see the tiger at the Bronx Zoo that tested positive for the COVID?
No.
It's a 4-year-old Malayan tiger. Now, before people freak out, the test that they used to determine this was in a veterinary lab. It's not the same type of test they use on humans, because Twitter was alight with people complaining about that last night. But they say that the tiger has a dry cough. Her name is Nadia. They think she was exposed by an asymptomatic worker, and they've taken some preventive measures.
Exposed by somebody who worked for Joe Exotic at one point, I would guess.
They said, according to the Wildlife Conservation Society, six other large cats are also showing symptoms. Paul Kelly is the chief vet at the Bronx Zoo.
Not an issue for pet cats. If pet cats were affected, we would have seen many sick cats for months as this outbreak progressed. So.
Mm-hmm. By the way, you mentioned, you referenced Tiger King just there, Greg. Very good news for you. Jeff Lowe says there is one more episode of Tiger King coming.
I saw this, and it's coming this week.
That's correct.
Is what he said. I think we have some audio from Jeff Lowe.
This is Jeff Lauren from the Tiger King show on Netflix. Thank you for watching our show. Take care, guys. We love you. Netflix is adding one more episode. We'll be on next week.
Next week, yeah.
We're filming here tomorrow. Take care, stay safe, and put your mask on.
Put your mask on. Put it on.
What are they going to do? Is it like a follow-up episode, would you guess? Is that what they're doing?
Yeah.
Updating everybody on everything?
Outtakes, bloopers.
Does
Dom DeLuise come out and put like a cake in the Tiger King's face, and then Burt Reynolds pantses him as Johnny Carson
When
laughs?
This period is studied in history classes, you know, in 100 years, is there going to be a face of Joe Exotic of people being locked indoors watching Tiger King?
Yep.
It's truly unbelievable. This is one of the highest rated television shows. I know Netflix doesn't share their metrics, but you have to think, Greg, this is the biggest TV show maybe since the middle of the Game of Thrones run. Everybody watched it because we didn't have anything else to do.
But also because it was great.
Oh, yes.
It's I would say it probably gave Making a Murderer a run for its money when it comes to Netflix.
I would bet 10 of your bar pizzas that it outdid Making a Murderer.
So?
Oh, for sure.
If he had any left.
I didn't even have any over the weekend. I'm saving.
Really? I'm proud of you, buddy. I'm proud of you. By the way, speaking of Netflix, when are we going to be discussing Ozark?
We can do it this week. You want to do it tomorrow?
Please, because I am shook.
Really?
The season finale?
Yeah.
Did you expect that?
No, I didn't expect a lot. I thought it was a good season.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I
you weren't that pleased with it?
It was okay.
Huh.
I mean, the storyline of the guy who came to visit.
Spoiler alert.
I'm not giving out any, whatever.
Yeah, no critical information.
I mean, how long do you want to give people? I mean, people have had.
You
want to
just do
week.
Wednesday or do you want
we'll
to do tomorrow?
Yeah, we'll do Wednesday.
Like Wednesday's a good standard.
I'm
so catch up.
I'll finish it by then.
Wendy's brother is annoying.
Yes.
By the way, season one, slow down.
If you want something to watch, there's a great documentary on the drug lab scandal here in Massachusetts, which is called How to Fix
Dale and Keith.
How to Fix a Drug Scandal.
Yes.
Did you watch it, Danielle?
I've only started it, but it's great.
It's really good.
Yeah.
It's really, really good. So if you're looking for something to watch, watch that. All right, what else is going on?
One other story this morning. Police in West Louisville, Kentucky shut down a fake coronavirus testing drive-through site. They said it was a scam. People that were running it were charging $250 to get tested, but it's not clear if the tests that they had were even real. Now, people started asking questions, and once that happened, they tried to pack up and get out of Dodge. They said they were official, they were HIPAA compliant, but someone pointed out that they didn't spell HIPAA correctly on the sign. So someone took a video, and there's a woman here screaming at the scammers as they're leaving.
Y'all ain't even qualified to do testing here. Yeah, that's what I thought. Y'all ain't got no answers. Go on and pack it up and leave, because every time we see you around here, we're going to chase you out.
Mm-hmm.
Test me outside. How about that?
Mm-hmm.
CaronaVirus. Coronavirus.
This pandemic has also made me realize how many people can't spell quarantine. And there's no excuse for it because it's A, everywhere, and B, the most used hashtag.
Yeah.
A lot of variations on that.
COVID-19.
Mm-hmm.
It's a pretty elaborate scam to try to pull off.
Well, people,
I admire it a little bit.
Curtis, I think it was you that mentioned the telemarketing or the robocall scam calls last week, but I have noticed a strong uptick over the weekend in scam emails.
Really?
Like money, like, you, I have money for you. Hey, I'm in Nigeria. I get some money for you. I'm like, oh,
they're
my relative died.
That?
Yeah, they're still doing that.
And I got an email from Harry and David telling me all their tips of what they're doing and how they're handling this crisis. So I greatly appreciate the fruit company.
I can't believe I've had to go this long without my pears. Mm-hmm. Daddy said I could get my pears. Oh.
They just sent another email at 7 o'clock this morning.
What's wrong with that, though? You guys,
nothing. You have to promote your business. It's fine.
I don't care what your plan is for the coronavirus at Harry and David. Why do all these companies feel compelled to send me an email?
Well, they're trying to stay alive. Like, they're trying to... I mean, there are people who object to getting some kind of a sales email or a sales pitch.
Ignore it.
Aren't they supposed to? What are they supposed to do? They have people
inundated
that work
with the Greg Hill Foundation updates.
No, I appreciate when the companies that you may subscribe to, whether it was someplace you bought jeans online or some online shop saying like, hey, we understand you're having a hard time now. 25% off, 40% off, layaway plans, whatever. But when people try to get cute about it, like, hey, it's quarantine season, these five fresh looks are like, get out of here with this. Preying on the virus and trying to sell people $90 recycled plastic bottle shorts.
I'm getting emails from like a cheese shop I went to in Newport 7 years ago that I forgot existed. They're like, here's how we're handling COVID-19. I'm like, oh, all right, unsubscribe.
Become a very famous term.
What are they supposed to do, though?
Oh, Greg, I'm sure you love reading scam emails or emails from companies that you went to 7 years ago.
But what I'm asking
email.
You, what are they supposed to do?
Nothing.
They just shut down?
Well, I don't want to know what you're doing to handle this. I don't care.
Yeah, I don't need to know, like, what Harbor Freight is doing for the COVID-19 prep. I'll
you
be
don't,
like, okay,
you
I'm
don't want to know what essential roles the bakery is doing to get you through this, Danielle?
That's all Curtis does is yell about the economy being shut down, and then he complains when companies are trying to stay afloat.
They're not staying afloat. They're telling me what the CEO's been up to. I don't care.
And if you're now on what day is it? April 6th. If you're just now getting around to sending your here's what this company is doing about COVID-19 email, you have missed the boat.
Here at Ted's Garage, we want you to know we sanitize absolutely everything, and we take this very seriously.
Are you not? Here's somebody who's not reading their mail because they don't want to touch it. Are you
That's legit. People are
Ken, are you doing that?
I mean, I have a glove, I take it and I put it in the house on a stack and then I don't touch it for 3 days. Because I'm assuming in 3 days the virus
worried about
dies.
Paying your bills or anything? Or
who gets bills in the mail now?
Right. Yeah, you don't write a check, Ken?
I don't actually. I haven't written a check in years.
Greg, but here's another question though. If we're gonna start second guessing everybody who's out and about, how come I see some postal carriers wearing gloves with the mail, and some of them not? Can we make a decision about that?
Maybe they don't have the access to the gloves.
Well, they can wear winter gloves. I don't care. Just something. I mean,
anything?
Like there are people that will just rip right through it, and then there are people that like literally let their Amazon packages sit outside for 72 hours.
Ken.
JIC, it got a fresh exposure right before delivery.
That's Ken.
You think I'm kidding?
That is Ken. That is Ken. Ken's very nervous.
Staying
nervous.
Safe, though.
Yes.
Except for your 7-Eleven trips.
Yeah. Well, so I shouldn't go to 7-Eleven, then? Why is it open?
I would prefer you didn't.
You prefer I didn't go to 7-Eleven?
Order
Can't
your dip
online.
Can't
you just buy a few sleeves of dip?
I guess I could. I mean, I don't know.
Are you stopping there to maintain some sort of normalcy in your routine?
Yes, I want to have normalcy in my life. So
selfish.
So I'm endangering all of you by going into a convenience store. That's
correct.
What you're saying, really?
Thanks for the admission.
Okay.
I want to just say this from Jim McCann, the CEO of Harry and David. He says, "If there is a silver lining to this crisis, it is that we are being pushed into a heightened state of consciousness." So thank you for that.
Oh, please, would you take that and shove it right up your goop hole?
You.
All over the planet.
COVID.
First of all, the fact that you were on the Harry and David
totally
direct mail list.
Not important to the story at all.
It says everything that we need to know about you.
Yep.
And your lucky sperm club upbringing.
He sends apology fruit.
There are so many people out there right now that are just like, I realize that I'm fearing for the well-being of my children who are going insane. Mm-hmm. I can't even afford my car payments. Right. But I can relate to Curtis with the expensive gold tin-wrapped
Look at these
pears.
Luscious pears. Yeah. They're only in season for another 2 weeks.
Don't knock them.
Nope. They are pretty excellent.
They are, Let's right?
Not, all right, well, I'm not going to lie. They're pretty great.
They are. They're fantastic. It's like the Mackinac peaches on Seinfeld.
Do you think they're going to adjust the price of the exotic pears?
Got to get in now.
Are we going to get better deal? Do you think? Let me ask you this: do you think that when this is all over, that you're going to see a precipitous drop in price, like at restaurant entrees or drinks or things like that, or do you think it's just going to be back business as usual?
I think you'll see some deals to get people in the door, but I think for the most part, like, people are going to, even if they're barring a huge financial crisis, I think people are going to want to just get back to some kind of normalcy, and that'll include going to a restaurant.
But is Gucci going to be selling $1,500 sweatshirts?
No, because the people that buy Gucci for that price point are probably not too worried about making cuts.
They're not worried about the crisis?
Yeah.
But the one thing that will change is sporting events, in my opinion. I think tickets will go down a lot. Because people will be nervous, and the concessions will go down. I think all of that will change.
All right. We'd like to have an actual expert on this show from time to time. Dr. Boney is going to join us next. He is the official infectious disease guru of this show. And so Dr. Boney answering your questions and our questions coming up next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.